The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you for joining us for another Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. I'm Grazia's beauty director, Jolie Walker, and my guest this time is on call for some of the biggest fashion brands around, from Dior to Tom Ford and Valentino.
Hi, I'm Zara Martin and I'm a DJ and model.
Model, DJ, actress, TV presenter and ambassador for Women for Women International, Zara Martin has also dipped into fashion design with a sell-out sustainability-focused jewellery collection for ASOS. She's known for her laid-back, cool girl aesthetic and signature black eyeliner, but she says it's her fingertips that really make a statement.
Oh my God, nails are my thing. I feel naked without polish on my nails. At the moment, they're really long and I love it.
Coming up, Zara on doing the work that's needed to understand how to get the most out of a beauty product.
If you apply it badly, it looks worse than not wearing anything at all. If I feel like I'm not able to apply a product well, then I'd rather not wear it.
And the importance of a signature scent, because smell is so closely linked with memory.
There's something so romantic and nostalgic about being able to place a scent to a person or a memory. And yeah, I think find that signature and stick to it.
A go-to style inspiration, please welcome Zara. This is another great chat. Hello and welcome, Zara. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you for having me.
No, thank you for joining us. I'm very, very much looking forward to hearing about all of your beauty tips and tricks. I bet you have absolutely tons. But first things first, can we just talk about your kind of beauty style in general? So if you're a total beauty product hoarder that loves trying new things, or, you know, you kind of like to stay to your, you know, tried and tested favorites, what is your beauty vibe?
Well, it's funny because I was actually trying to set this up in my bathroom so you could see the state of my carpets. I'm definitely a beauty hoarder that likes to try everything, but I think I've got to a stage now where I've been so lucky in my career to be able to try so many amazing brands and products that I definitely have found my heroes that I stick to now, because I feel like my skin journey has taken me a while to get to a place where I feel sort of happy and calm, because I get really bad eczema. So I've managed to find some products that I think are safe, are on the safe list. So as much as I love to try new things, I have to be quite careful.
Because you kind of stick to that routine that you found has worked for you.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll try a new hyaluronic acid or a new serum and things like that to try and see if I can up the ante. But typically, I think I've found products now and a routine that really works for me.
I think with skincare as well, like I tend to chop and change makeup a lot more. But with skincare, like if you have sensitive skin, I have sensitive skin, knowing those products that work for you is like so beneficial. You could just rely on them and it kind of takes out the guesswork.
Yeah, but then I do find as well that as I've gotten older that the needs for my skin have sort of changed. So along the way, I have adjusted it a little bit. You know, in the summer, I'll definitely use a lighter moisturizer and I'm much more heavy on the SPF. And in the winter, I try and load up on a richer cream. But I definitely feel like I had such bad eczema on my face previously that I wouldn't be able to leave the house for days. But I like to sort of implement and layer my skincare. So I'm definitely like that annoying person that no matter what time they get home, does the whole take the makeup off, double cleanse.
Oh, you're good, Zara. You're good.
I don't really change up my makeup too much. If I'm on a day-to-day basis, it's quite a low-key tinted moisturizer or a light foundation with a bit of sort of cheek concealer and cheek cream blush. And then for a more heavy like evening look, it will be some sort of pinky eyeshadow and a liquid liner. And I don't really, and a nude, yeah, and a nude lip. And I don't really tend to veer off from that very often.
We found something that works for you. It's your kind of tried and tested formula. But actually, let's start with makeup then. So we'll jump into your five best pieces of beauty advice. So throughout your career, you've no doubt worked with so, so many makeup artists and experts along the way. But if you had to choose just one tip that is particularly pertinent to now, what would your best piece of makeup advice be?
You know what? I think the best piece of makeup advice I've ever received is if you apply it badly, it looks worse than not wearing anything at all. So, and I really believe that because, you know, especially up close, if you can see the makeup on someone's face, I think it's really unattractive. So if I feel like I'm not able to apply a product well, then I'd rather not wear it. So I think lighter is better, less is more. And if you're not so sure on how to apply it, don't.
But I guess as well, there's so many, you know, tutorials and things out there now that you can learn. But I guess just getting to know your makeup bag and how to use and I guess make the most out of your products as well.
Yeah, I'm so guilty of just buying the same thing over and over again and then using it until it's totally like just disgusting, like a crumbled eyeshadow that's just gone all over your handbag or your makeup bag. But yeah, like I'm trying to experiment more, and I definitely love the idea of like cracking open a new palette or a new foundation and things like that. But again, like I definitely think it takes a while to get to the point where I'm really comfortable with applying it. So that I guess with like my makeup routine to keep it like really quick and knowing that it's gonna like not be a fail just use the same product.
And you said quick then. How long does it take you to do your makeup?
If I'm doing like a full situation, like 20 minutes, maybe less. But if I'm just, you know, like I have a baby. So like day to day, my daily routine would be wash my face, put some serum on, a moisturizer, SPF. If I'm wearing makeup, I'll day to day, I really like a foundation called Oxygenetics because it's really light and you can layer it up if you're feeling extra tired or wrinkly.
I love that foundation. In fact, I've got that foundation on today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You look amazing.
No, I'm such a huge fan. And I know you said as well, you have sensitive skin and I have sensitive skin and it's a really great one that's kind of based. I think it's aloe vera based instead of water based. So it's really good for sensitive skin.
Yeah, and I love the idea that it's healing, like a healing product for the skin. Yeah. The other foundation that I think is great day to day is the Estee Lauder Futurist.
Oh, yes, I love that one.
Yeah, I love it. It's so light. It's basically a moisturizer, an SPF, and a foundation in one, and it's so light, and you can layer it, and it looks so natural. Like, no one ever thinks I'm wearing makeup, so I love that. A concealer, because I never sleep. And a bit of cheek, like I like a cream blush.
What are your favorite concealers and cream blushes?
So cream blushes, I've got this really old Bobbi Brown palette, which has like a pinky cream and like a highlighter cream in it. So that, you know what, I just received a palette from Christian Louboutin Beauty, which is so stunning. It's a powder actually, but it's just so iridescent and really natural, and I love it. And concealer wise I flip between the Estee Lauder Double Wear concealer and what's the other one that I've been using recently? Oh, Marc Jacobs Beauty.
Nice.
It's really nice.
The Double Wear literally does not move. It does not fudge, and it stays in place all day.
It's amazing. I'm such a fan of Estee Lauder as a whole.
Definitely.
And I just think the products are so luxe, like beautiful, timeless, like this, from the skincare to the makeup, to the fragrance. I think it's really top notch.
Top notch. Absolutely. Okay. So let's go on to skincare then. So we've done makeup and we touched on skincare a little bit in the intro. You kind of finding your groove with skincare and the things that work for you. But if you had to choose just one piece of advice, what would it be?
Always take your makeup off at the end of the day. I think it really makes such a difference to your skin health, for your skin to be able to breathe and also have those products at night. And then for the day, an SPF. I mean, my mom definitely has influenced my beauty sort of regime. She was always, you know, the mom at the school gates with the red lip and the red nails and impeccable blow dry, and you know, and she always wore an SPF from whenever I can remember. So I feel like I was lucky that I had that instilled in me, because it's only really become, I feel like in the past 5 years, that people have really been talking about SPF being such an important part of skincare.
It's true, yeah.
So yeah, and whatever you do to your face, do to your neck.
Oh, I like that one as well. These are all solid pieces of advice.
Yeah.
So is that what you do? You take like vitamin C's, whatever you're using, always kind of onto the neck area?
Always down to like around the bone area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus, I like to get a pampering facial like once a month.
Oh, yes. What is your favorite kind of facial? Do you like to go kind of high tech, or like you said, pampering is kind of a calming facial? What's your vibe?
I have two go-tos. Barbara Sturm does the best glow facial, and it, especially if I'm going to have an event or something big that I want to look great for, it's just the best. It's so relaxing, but it's sculpting, and it's just, it's the best hour you can ever like gift yourself with. And then also Triple One Skin, is it 111 Skin or Triple One Skin? I love their Black Diamond facial. It's so cool. Like, you literally look like an avatar. You have this this like black gel. It's like a cellulose mask.
The sheet mask.
The sheet mask, but it goes all the way down to your décolletage, and it's just so cool. And you get an amazing massage with it. The products are amazing. That, like, you feel so firm and tight afterwards. So it's like a mini facelift as well, which is great.
Mini facelift in an hour. That's what we want. Yeah. And also, you said to gift yourself, which I think is something just really nice, that you're gifting yourself that hour, essentially kind of reclaiming me time or pamper time.
Yeah,
which I think is so important with skincare, and something that skincare can do for you. I don't know if you kind of feel like, if your nighttime routine is that kind of ritual, if, I don't know if you found it quite calming.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that really, like, stress, you can really read it in my face. So I feel like whatever I can do to alleviate that. So that's why I do the facials. And I definitely think that that's just, it's just something that I need to do for my own mental health. But, as far as like my skincare routine goes, I've built it into part of my day, and now I can't imagine not doing that. During lockdown, it was crazy what I was doing.
What, did you go all out? All out?
I went all out. It was just ridiculous, because I think especially the first lockdown, like, no one knew what was happening. My baby was so young. He was sleeping most of the day. And I was sort of on his schedule. So every time he was sleeping, I was just like trying out a new skincare product or a device. Like, I got obsessed with devices. There's this website called Current Body that does all these like electrical devices. So I got like the LED face mask.
Nice.
And the microcurrent, the new face microcurrent thing, which at the time I was like, this really is making a difference. I looked like a baby after the first lockdown.
Oh, that's so good. I feel like the first lockdown just aged me.
It was the complete opposite for me. And now it's like, oh gosh.
And so, Zara, you said as well, SPF being like your kind of mainstay. What are your favorite formulas? Because sometimes it can be hard to find like your ultimate SPF formulas that just kind of feel like skincare and are a joy to apply. Do you have any favorite ones?
Yeah, I love the Barbara Sturm Sun Drops. They're SPF 50, which is, of course, like the highest really that you can get. And then if I'm wearing makeup, then on top of it, I put the Estee Lauder Futurist Hydra Base Derma.
The glowy base.
The glowy one. And that's also got an SPF in it. So sort of like double whammy. But especially on days like today when it's so hot and you go outside and you can just feel like the moisture being sucked from your skin, I think it's really important.
Layer up on the SPF. And that is a good note to finish on, and we will be right back after this. Welcome back, and we're going to move on to number three, and we're going to talk about hair. So what is your best piece of hair advice, Zara?
It would be to just try and avoid putting too much heat on your hair. I'm sure everyone's heard that before, but I really feel like that is the overarching advice when it comes to hair. And I really noticed it in the lockdowns, actually, because I wasn't blow drying my hair or anything at all, but the quality was great. But I suffered from postpartum hair loss, which was quite scary. So actually, rewinding, I think my best piece of hair advice is to take good supplements. So supplements that have a great iron content, biotin, B vitamins are really important for your hair. And it's actually not your iron level that determines hair fall, it's your ferritin level. So my iron actually was normal, but my ferritin was really low. So it's about just, you know, the really boring things of making sure you get your leafy greens and having a good amount of red meat if you eat meat. And yeah, just making sure your diet is getting all the vitamins and minerals that you need for hair health, really.
So you're taking an inside out approach as well, like with both. Yeah. So the not putting heat on my hair is like the number one thing. My hair snaps very easily. But that combination that you're saying of both, just kind of for your healthiest hair.
Yeah, and I was using a product by Kerastase called Genesis, which was created.
I use that.
Yeah, which was created for hair fall. I actually discovered it just after I had my son, and I started using it, and I do feel that that helped with the breakage. But now, you know, it's like I've done all this, I feel okay about it again, and he's like grabbing at my hair and just like pulling it, and it's just like, okay, you know what, this is a losing battle. But yeah, definitely. I mean, I used to bleach my hair, which was insane.
You?
Like my whole head, which is basically my beauty blunder.
We'll come on to that. But did you, so the whole thing, is this your kind of natural hair color now? Are you quite dark?
Yeah, my hair's almost black. It's this is my natural hair color, and I haven't touched it. I haven't touched the color in years.
So when you went bleach, that must have been a lot of bleach though to lift the color.
Yeah, it was horrific. It was horrific. Like it would go through stages. So I'd have to be in the hairdresser for about 7 hours. And
it was nuts.
So they would lift it in different stages, and then it would go, first of all it would go red, and then it would lift it again to make sure it would go like white blonde before they put the toner on. It was just such a
weird commitment. Seven hours.
Yeah.
And how long did you have that hair for?
Years. I did a TV show called Show Me Your Wardrobe like so many years ago when I had that hair, and I thought I was being like really cool and edgy by like bleaching my hair. I'm so obviously not a blonde, but I would keep the roots, like very Courtney Love like s
nice
and,
like it,
and no one understood it. Because they're like, who is this chick that's got this terrible hair? She needs to get her roots done. And I used to get trolled on Twitter about getting my roots done.
No. Oh, hate a Twitter troll.
No, I mean, I found it hilarious, but yeah. Eventually.
So we'll come back to that. So you're going to be talking about bleach hair in your beauty blunders. But what about nails then? That is our fourth piece of advice.
Oh my God, nails are my thing. I feel naked without polish on my nails. At the moment, they're really long and I love it. And one breaks, I'm that person that has to take them all down.
I'm that person. But do you do shellac? Yeah. Do you do gel? Do you do just regular polish? Bit of everything?
At the moment, it's always shellac because I feel like it definitely lasts longer. But I do give my nails a break every now and then because I'm shellac. I change the color like every 10 days, every week to 10 days. And then I think after a few months, I have to give them a break because you start feeling them bent, which is like really unappealing. So then I'll take all the polish off and everything and then just put like a clear or a nude. But I love OPI colors. They're so pigmented and they just look so nice and shiny. And they're the best shellac for me. I use Secret Spa at home.
Yes. So they come to your house and it's so easy, isn't it?
It's so good. It's so good because you can be doing other things like, well, with one hand.
Yeah.
Whilst it's happening. And I just feel like beauty treatments at home, if you can, it's like a total lifesaver.
Especially you have a baby as well.
Yeah, like I can do it early evening once he's gone to bed, or when he's napping in the day, or in between work stuff. So it really helps me out. It's a true lifesaver. And I found some really good therapists on there. I think a lot of it is trial and error, and I have a blow dry now and again, but nails. I feel like
you've got your therapist that you go to.
Yeah. But I feel like nails are so particular as well about the shape. Very important.
A good manicure though, it just makes me feel pulled together.
Yeah.
And if one comes off, you're right, the rest have to go. But it's definitely that one thing that can make you pull together in 30 minutes or however long it takes.
It makes you feel very clean as well. Like just
definitely.
Fresh.
Yeah. Fresh nails. Nothing can beat the fresh nail feeling. Okay, let's go into fragrance then. So your fifth and final piece of advice. What is your best piece of fragrance advice?
So I think find your signature. There's something so romantic and nostalgic about being able to place a scent to a person or a memory. I think find that signature and stick to it. I love experimenting and layering. And I was actually going to say when we were talking about hair, is that I've been using hair fragrances recently, which I think is really nice.
Nice.
Because if you don't want to spray on your skin or your clothes, I think it's really interesting to be able to have it in your hair, especially with me. I've got quite a lot of hair, so it's like wafting.
Yes. Oh. So did you do it on, so you'd go hair with the same one, or do you mix and match and have hair and a different one for body?
I have a different one for the body than I do. So I think who does amazing hair fragrance is Frederick Malle.
And love Frederick Malle fragrances.
They're so classic and timeless, and like really, especially like the Musk Ravageur, it's just really sexy. There's something really sexy about it. Yeah, so I use that for my hair fragrance and also sometimes Lipstick Rose, and then for my body fragrance. You know, I keep saying, my advice is find your signature, but I rotate my perfumes now, because especially like seasonally, and if it's day, if it's night, what I'm in the mood for. But I'm a big fan of the Tom Ford Private Blend fragrances.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Estee Lauder have some lovely fragrances. I also, I had this amazing perfume by Bulgari, which has been discontinued, sadly. But
no.
I love like a baby powdery, heavy sort of musky fragrance.
What do you have in rotation at the moment?
Well, I have a Christian Louboutin fragrance, which is so lovely. It's an oud based fragrance, so that's kind of what I wear at night. Then during the day I'm using the Tom Ford Soleil Brulant, which is really unusual, actually. I've not smelled anything like it. So that I'm using like the dregs of my Bulgari perfume.
Oh, it's the worst when it gets discontinued.
But why? And it makes you question your own taste. Like, is no one else buying? Because it's perfect.
You'll have to buy every bottle that you can find online.
Basically.
And just stock up while you can.
In the summer, I love the Estee Lauder Bronze Goddess. It's such a beachy fragrance.
I have used Bronze Goddess, since it first came out. And if I smell that, it just takes me back, like holiday mode.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the whole range, the body spray and the gel, the sun gel and the glitter, like the body oil with the like shimmer in it.
Yeah, summer vibes for sure. Thank you for sharing those five pieces of really brilliant advice. They were so great. And as you know, we finish each episode with your biggest beauty blunder. Now, are you going to go with the bleaching? Have you got another beauty blunder that you want to throw out there?
Well, I think it's part of that era, of the bleached hair era, because my eyebrows were so dark. I also used to pluck my eyebrows, but be so obsessed with like any hair that was out of place that I would really like hack at getting. It was so bad. It was so bad. And I had like terrible, terrible, like thin, really dark brows with the bleached hair and the black roots, and it was just all a mess.
I mean, it sounds like a look, to be fair, but you've got really thick eyebrows as well. They've grown back.
I know. Thank god. Castor oil.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Castor oil. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, my the lady that used to do my threading recommended it, and it really works. So like, Robert, if you're suffering from
brows, but you know what, it's probably brows. The one thing that comes out in like all episodes, we always talk about brows with blunders, and that is a really, really good tip. Okay,
yeah,
castor oil to grow your brows back if you have overplucked.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
invest.
The castor oil. Oh, well, brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing those tips, and thank you everyone for listening.
Thanks for having me.
That was really, really brilliant to spend time with Zara Martin. There are so many brilliant pieces of advice in there, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you can think of someone else you know who might like the podcast, please do us and them a favor by recommending Grazia Beauty Life Lessons to them. Word of mouth is such an important way for us to reach new listeners. And as we say a lot, please do like and review us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Bye for now, and see you next time.